role for Elon be? Elon Musk.
So Elon has a lot of roles he could take because he's a very exceptional guy. But he has a thing. He feels there's such waste, fraud, and abuse in our budgets. And he's right.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1380. House Speaker Mike Johnson promised a massive reform of the Affordable Care Act if Trump is reelected and Republicans retain control of the House. Johnson told the crowd at a rally in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, healthcare reform's going to be a big part of the agenda. When I say we're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda, we got a lot of things still on the table. When an attendee asked Johnson, "No Obamacare?" Johnson rolled his eyes and replied, "No Obamacare. The ACA is so deeply ingrained, we need massive reform to make this work, and we got a lot of ideas on how to do that." Trump, meanwhile, has offered what he calls concepts of a plan when it came to replacing the ACA. He has tried and failed to repeal the Affordable Care Act as president. Meanwhile, Trump promised to give Robert F. Kennedy Jr. control of several public health agencies and appoint Elon Musk to a new government efficiency commission that would, quote, necessarily involve some temporary hardship. Kennedy, an anti-vax conspiracy theorist, said his agenda would be making America healthy through the control of the public health agencies, which are HHS and its sub-agencies, CDC, FDA, NIH, and a few others, and then also the USDA. He added, because we've got to get off of seed oils and we've got to get off of pesticide-intensive agriculture. During his racist campaign rally at Madison Square Garden on Sunday, Trump said that he would let Kennedy go wild on the medicines. Musk, meanwhile, agreed that Trump's plan to deport millions of undocumented immigrants, extend his 2017 tax cuts, and impose blanket tariffs of up to 20% on all imported goods would, quote, necessarily involve some temporary hardship to, quote, ensure long-term prosperity. Economists widely agree that Trump's economic and fiscal proposals would lead to, quote, higher prices, larger deficits, and greater inequality. They also said that they would undermine the rule of law and political certainty. Moving on, the economy grew at a 2.8% annual rate during the third quarter of 2024. While the GDP increase is a slightly weaker pace than the second quarter's 3% rate and below economists' expectation of 3.1%, the economy has outperformed expectations and defied every prediction of a recession under the Biden administration. Meanwhile, Trump, if reelected, says he plans to withhold federal grants from local law enforcement agencies that refuse to support his proposed mass deportations. To pressure local law enforcement agencies into cooperating, Trump says he plans to cut access to the Byrne-JAG grant program, a major federal funding source for law enforcement, which allocates more than $250 million annually for policing, rehabilitation, and corrections. During his previous term, Trump cut these grants to sanctuary cities, leading to legal battles that delayed implementation until President Biden restored the funding in 2021. Confident in the conservative-leaning Supreme Court, Trump's campaign says it believes they can overcome legal challenges quickly if he is reelected. Moving on, the Supreme Court allowed Virginia to remove about 1,600 people from the state's voter registration rolls less than a week before the presidential election. After a federal judge ruled that Virginia purged 1,600 people from the voter rolls too close to Election Day in violation of federal law, the Supreme Court granted the state's emergency appeal with no reasoning. The National Voter Registration Act does not allow states to make systematic changes to voter rolls within 90 days of a federal election in order to prevent any last-minute mistakes. Still, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed an executive order in August requiring daily updates to state voter rolls to remove suspected non-citizens. It is illegal for non-citizens to vote, and studies have found that non-citizen voting is extremely rare. Meanwhile, Joe Biden referred to Trump's supporters as garbage when responding to a question about the comedian who called Puerto Rico an island of garbage at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally on Sunday. Although the White House has disputed the interpretation of the quote, which was, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters," Republicans immediately connected it to Hillary Clinton's 2016 remark that Trump supporters were a basket of deplorables. Kamala Harris, meanwhile, distanced herself from the comments, saying, "I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for." She added, "I believe that the work that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not. And as president of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not. That is my responsibility, and that's the kind of work that I've done my entire career." She added, "And I take it very seriously." And finally, Kamala Harris delivered her closing message of the campaign to a crowd of 75,000 people at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. last night, where she urged Americans to embrace a new generation of leadership.
The United States of America is the greatest idea humanity ever devised. A nation big enough to encompass all our dreams, strong enough to withstand any fracture or fissure between us, and fearless enough to imagine a future of possibilities. So, America, let us reach for that future. Let us fight for this beautiful country we love. And in 7 days, we have the power, each of you has the power, to turn the page and start writing the next chapter in the most extraordinary story ever told. I thank you all. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
The Ellipse is where Trump on January 6, 2021, encouraged his followers to march to the Capitol and fight like hell to stop Congress from certifying Biden as the next president. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.